This is Akashwani, the news, read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Port Louis this morning on a two-day state visit to Mauritius. In his departure statement, the Prime Minister said that Mauritius is a close maritime neighbour, a key partner in the Indian Ocean, and a gateway to the African continent. Mr. Modi said both nations are connected by history, geography and culture. He said deep mutual trust, a shared belief in the values of democracy and celebration of diversity are the strengths of both the countries. The Prime Minister said he is looking forward to the opportunity to engage with the Mauritius leadership to elevate the partnership in all its facets and strengthen the enduring friendship for the progress and prosperity of people, as well as for the security and development in the Indian Ocean region. Prime Minister will meet his Mauritius counterpart Naveen Chandra Ramgoolam today. Later in the evening, he will participate in a community event. Several pacts in areas of maritime security, capacity building and trade are likely to be signed during the visit. This visit of Prime Minister is expected to take these relations to newer heights. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a two-day visit to Punjab and Union Territory of Chandigarh starting today. During her Punjab visit, she will be gracing two convocation ceremonies of the Central University of Punjab and All India Institute of Medical Sciences at Bhatinda. The President will be accompanied by Punjab Governor Gulab Chand Kataria at both the events, besides other dignitaries. Our correspondent reports that elaborate security arrangements have been put in place at all the venues. Northern Railways is operating more than 400 special trains for the smooth travel of passengers ahead of the Holi festival. Talking to media in New Delhi, Chief Public Relations Officer of Northern Railways, Himanshu Shekhar Upadhyay, informed that comprehensive arrangements have been made to facilitate the passengers. He highlighted that security arrangements, mini-control rooms and waiting areas have been set up for passengers at the New Delhi, Anand Vihar and Hazrat Nizamuddin railway stations in the national capital. Mr. Upadhyay said that on-demand special trains will also be operated if the need arises. He also said that platform entry will only be allowed to passengers holding valid train tickets for travel. The Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare has released second advance estimates of production of major agricultural crops for the year 2024-25. The estimated Kharif food grain production stands at approximately 1,664 lakh metric tons, while Rabi food grain production is projected to exceed 1,645 lakh metric tons. Kharif rice production is estimated at over 1,206 lakh metric tons, marking an increase from around 1,132 LMT in 2023-24. Production of tur and gram is estimated at 35.11 lakh metric tons and 115.35 lakh metric tons, respectively. Releasing the data on major agricultural crops, Union Minister of Agriculture and Farmer Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the central government is continuously working towards the development of the agricultural sector. Government has informed that over 30 crore 68 lakh unorganized workers have been registered on eShram portal. The portal was launched in 2021 for creation of a comprehensive national database of unorganized workers. In a written reply to a question in the Lok Sabha yesterday, Minister of State for Labour and Employment Shobha Karand Lajje said that the total registered workers, more than 53%, are women. She said so far 13 schemes of different central ministries and departments have already been integrated with the eShram. These include PM Swanidhi, Pradhan Mantri Suraksha Bima Yojana, Pradhan Mantri Jeevan Jyoti Bima Yojana, Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana, Grameen and Ayushman Bharat, Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that India and Armenia ties are deeply rooted in history. During the opening remarks in his meeting with Foreign Minister of Armenia Ararat Mirzoyan in Delhi yesterday, Dr. Jaishankar said bilateral trade and defense collaboration have increased. He also expressed happiness that they have joined the international Big Cat Alliance. The External Affairs Minister noted that the first Armenian newspaper was published in India. In the Women's Premier League cricket, Mumbai Indians defeated Gujarat Giants by 9 runs at the Brabourne Stadium in Mumbai last night. With this win, Mumbai Indians joined the Delhi Capitals at 10 points but stayed at the second position due to a lower net run rate. And with that, we end this news bulletin.